Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, the Bolts will be represented in this year's World Championship. Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 59 of the Bolts broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Croshaw with you today. Chase, how are you on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
I'm chilling. Been a long, exhausting lack of sleep weekend for me, but today's not too bad. Don't have much on the schedule other than this. Going to my cousin's going to have a burger. Nice weather out today, so can do a little bit of grilling. Sounds pretty good. So not too bad. It's a good recovery day over the weekend. How about you?
Weekend has been the exact opposite of yours. It's been very slow, and it's just been interesting because down here, if you aren't drinking, then you're not really doing anything. And if you've listened to the last couple of shows, you know that I'm trying to wane off the alcohol just a smidge. but it's been a nice couple of days, except today is very muggy because it's rained earlier today, and then rain is supposed to be coming through here as well. And as you can tell, I've got pepper stuck in my throat. I had soup today, and some black pepper stuck in my throat and my nose. It's kind of just a mess in my immune system right now, but we'll be through. We'll be getting through it, that's for sure.
I can't just, like, eat soup, like, on its own. If I have soup, it's, like, part of, you know, if you get a, you know, meal at like a restaurant and it's like super salad and I get a soup, they're like, sure, that's fine. Or if I'm getting some nice sesame chicken and I get some wonton soup, I can do that. But to just like be at home and eat soup, I just can't do it. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, not a huge soup guy unless it's like a creamy, chunky type of soup. Today I just had some chicken noodle soup because very, very good when it comes to like the health side of things. Calories very low, and got some antioxidants and stuff. And we're getting Wingstop tonight, so I didn't want to you know, go crazy during the day. And you know how that goes when you got something planned for later. You gotta really watch what you're doing earlier on in the day, and yeah. That's exactly why I went with the chicken noodle soup.
No, that's good. That makes sense. And by the way, Mike, I tried those Yasso bars that you were mentioning.
Freaking insane.
Yeah, they're really good. Hey, got the mint chocolate. We also got the Heath ones. I didn't try the Heath ones yet, but did try the mint chocolate chip. It was pretty good.
Dude, I already finished the peanut butter chocolate ones or whatever. I've got the mint chocolate chip sandwiches left. Those are okay. The bars are exactly the way to go if you're going to look for that. But
yeah.
You know, I'll get through the sandwiches, then I'll go find those Heath ones because I didn't see them. But that sounds freaking fantastic because, you know, I'm a huge
fan. I know, that's right up your alley. Yeah.
Yeah. Huge. All right. Well, today on the Bolts broadcast, unfortunately, not too much to talk about when it comes to the boys specifically. However, we do have to talk about an extension, as well as we've got one of our players heading to the World Championships.
Yeah, am I just jumping into this, or was there more leading into that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, first order of business, Michael Eastmont signed a two-year extension, two-year one-way deal. He is locked in, I believe it is just under $1 million each year. I don't have the number right from me, I apologize. But, he came in the season, was having a nice year with between Winnipeg and San Jose. Wasn't, you know, dominating offensively, but analytically, he... In his opportunities he had, he put up good numbers like offensively. He drove some offense, and he was very strong defensively as well. Just a really good kind of depth two-way player. And I thought he did a pretty good job all said and done when he came over with us. Again, he wasn't Wasn't asked to do a ton, asked to play his role. Would have been nice if he scored a little more, sure, but I know I did think that he played his role pretty well overall. So when that's not going to be too expensive of a contract, and you know, I think there's an opportunity where next year maybe he can even take a little more, but more of a leap. You know, he's 26, he'll be turning 27 in September. I don't expect him to be, you know, like a 40, 50 point guy by any means, but kind of solidify himself more as that full time, you know, third, fourth line type guy. I can see that happening. So I like the signing, especially since it's, you know, nothing expensive.
Yeah. Official numbers on that one, 2 years, $1.6 million over the course of those 2 years. And he's a little underrated of a player, not much action when it came to the regular season or the postseason, but he did get in three games against the Toronto Maple Leafs and scored 2 points. So a nice little showing from him in the playoffs. So who knows, maybe he does take that leap next year.
Yeah, it'd be cool. And again, not a 40, 50 point guy, maybe not even 30, but to be a 25 point guy and not be, you know, someone that causes you any issues when you're on the ice. Like, he's not going to be taking stupid penalties. Like, you know, he takes penalties. He's not afraid to, you know, do what he's got to do, but he's not going to consistently be, you know, like 100 penalty minute guy costing your team. He's not going to be a detriment defensively. He's not going to be a fiend offensively. He's just a nice kind of change of pace to make sure your top guys get rested. It's going to be relatively low event, but when the events do come, it'll most likely be on the positive side. And then kind of replace that with your stars. They come out refreshed, good to go.
Exactly. And if you haven't listened to our episode last, or at least our last show, we talked a little season in review for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and our breakout star was old Nick Perbix. He is headed to the World Championships.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. It's a fun event. When you look at the Canadian and the American teams, yeah, you're getting NHLers and stuff, but sometimes you get some college guys, sometimes you'll get some American leaguers, sometimes you'll get some European pro league guys, and it's obviously not the best rosters. You know, you'll have some guys coming through a long season, their team's eliminated from playoffs, they just want to rest up, and that's fair enough. Whereas you look at these European teams, they go out and get the best players that they can get more often than not. Because the World Championships are a pretty big deal in Europe, believe it or not. You know, to us over here, it's not really watched a ton by the diehard hockey fans. Yeah, they tune in. But if you go look at these events, like when they're played in those European countries and the host teams playing, like they sell out. These European fans love the World Championships. It's a super cool event for them. So those European teams are usually built pretty well, but still, this American team with Nick Perbix, a pretty good overall roster, predominantly college hockey players. I think the only major junior player was Connor Garland. The rest are all NCAA college hockey guys, primarily young, with basically the exception of Nick Bonino. He's the only older guy in the roster, but we'll see what they do. I'm assuming Perbix will play a pretty solid role, and don't really expect too many other guys from Tampa to be playing in this. You know, especially all these guys that have been here for the last, you know, 3-4 years, it's been a lot of hockey that's been played. They're going to want to rest up. They're going to take that opportunity, you know, season ended earlier than they wanted, but it's all right because they can rest up and they're not going to go kind of burn their legs, hurt themselves potentially more at the World Championships.
And with a lot of talk about Perbix over the last couple of episodes, a little fun fact from Minnesota. However, the first name isn't Nicholas, but rather Niklaus, which I thought was quite interesting. You know, obviously, if you go on NHL.com, it just says Nick. Everywhere you look, it just says Nick. But the full name is actually Niklaus.
That's exciting.
Yeah, not bad, eh? All right. Yeah. Well, let's head to a little look at the rest of the league, look at the playoffs. We go back to Thursday, and we see old little brother gets another one off of Toronto Maple Leafs. They're currently up 2-0, heading back to Florida. Man, Toronto can't be feeling good right now.
No, good. And honestly, because I'm not rooting for Toronto. They knocked us out, and their fans are annoying, angry. They're angering, I should say. So definitely feeling tough. It is, yeah, as you said, 2-0 series. I think Florida's looked pretty good in this overall. And since they are heading to Florida, we did see in our series that the away team had a lot of success, and they kind of have had in general through a lot of this playoffs, but that might change here a little more in the second round. So we'll see what happens in Florida. I don't want to predict that they're going to win the series because, you know, I didn't even think they're getting out of the first round. So I kind of felt like they used all their magic against Boston. But hell, if they get out of this series, maybe they're the team from the East that's going.
I surely hope not. I think whoever is coming out of this one, it doesn't matter. I mean, we already talked about Devils, Hurricanes. Those are the two teams that I'm pulling for at this point. A 2-0 lead and a 6-3 record for the Panthers is quite shocking up to this point. So I'd be very interested to see what the Maple Leafs can do over here in Sunshine. But then you look, the Stars, they take their first game against the Kraken. That series is 1-1 now. A good game from Ottinger as the Stars tied it up there.
Yeah, I still don't know how to feel on this one either, because like, I really want both of these teams to kind of make their way through. Like, it'd be awesome to see Dallas, who I've had a lot of support for the last few years, but Seattle, second year in the league, cool branding. So don't really know who I'm pulling for, but it has been a pretty good series overall. Been some entertaining games played. They're going to be going tonight at 9:30, so we'll kind of see who comes out on top of that one. Seattle will be hosting that one. So, they got that overtime win back in game one, and then a little more decisive of a win for Dallas in game two, a little better offensively. As you said, Andre played well. So going into game three, should be a pretty fun game. This will be the one of the three games today that I'm looking forward to tuning into the most. As we'll talk about the other one of the other series that's playing today in a few, they've been a little disappointing to me. So I'm really looking forward to this Dallas-Seattle game.
Yeah, and then Friday and Saturday delivered two blowouts. One, you were just referring to the Hurricanes, a 6-1 victory over the Devils. And then Saturday, we saw the Oilers get a tally on the board against the Golden Knights in a 5-1 victory.
Yeah, it's a shame. I'm really rooting for New Jersey as the team in that series, but it's kind of here's the bright side about it. It's kind of started like they did in like against New York, where things just aren't really going their way. They're getting kind of worked, and then just unlike New York, they only scored one goal in game two. So maybe that's a sign that they're going to come back and rebound hard, but they're really just not looking super strong. Just a couple tough games. So I hope they can figure it out, but we'll kind of see. And then, as you mentioned, Edmonton had a good 5-1 win last night. Leon Draisaitl still is just absolutely destroying these playoffs. He obviously had that 4-goal game in game one. He had two more goals in this one as well. He's just kind of rolling through this right now, currently sitting at 13 goals through these playoffs so far, which is just incredible. He's going on a hell of a run. It's a ton of fun to watch. And, he's really made this series interesting.
Yeah, and McDavid only 5. So who really is the best player on that team? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a great argument. And I did hear someone legitimately say to me yesterday that, I think Leon Draisaitl is better than Connor McDavid. It's like, no, okay. Let's stop here.
Was it John Dowell? Because that seems like a him thing.
It was not. It was a player that I have.
Ah, okay. Well, seems like he lacks judgment. Maybe put him on the bench.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad idea.
And then we got three games tonight. Chase mentioned a few of them. One going on right now, that being Carolina and New Jersey.
Ooh.
What's that?
New Jersey scored the last time they scored, like last minute from when I last checked.
Oh, so we'll see what happens with those three games. And I just got to say real quick before we head to our commercial break, it is incredibly annoying, and I've voiced this once already since the playoffs have started, but when the NHL decides to take a beautiful round two in which you have two games every single night and then decides to go, oh, you know what? Actually, let's do a Friday night one-gamer. Let's do a Saturday night one-gamer. And then Sunday, let's do three. Stop it. Get some help.
So part of it, I think, what they're trying to do is, because if you look at the Monday game, it starts at 8:30 in Edmonton, and the draft lottery is at 8, if I'm not mistaken. So I think they're trying to schedule this to make sure that people tune into the draft lottery, which I guess good on them for doing something somewhat logical in that aspect, but to focus it around a half an hour show, like, it's kind of dumb. Like, you can just do the show earlier on in the day. So to do it that way, a little bit stupid, but I'd have to guess that that's a theory, but I 100% same boat as you. Just spread it out a little more. Two games a day gives me consistent hockey to watch, please.
Yeah. And you think that they'd be doing the Monday thing for the Friday and Saturday games too? like, oh, one game Friday and one game Saturday because we got the draft lottery Monday? Or you think they were thinking Kentucky Derby or stuff like that?
The Kentucky Derby could have played a part in it. Like, that's true, but, like, to put everything on hold for a two-minute race, like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Dumb from the NHL. And we've voiced our grievances about that already, and now we do it again. Well, let's voice our pleasures. I don't know if that's the right word, but let's say hi to our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon. Light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. If you head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, head over to the NHL and Team Futures. There's some pretty good odds going on with three of the biggest favorites in this year's NHL Stanley Cup playoffs being eliminated early on. We now see the Maple Leafs sitting atop the NHL championship odds. You look at the Oilers next, the Dallas Stars, and Vegas. Those round out your top four. While you have the underdog Seattle Kraken sitting at plus 2,000. Some pretty good odds out there. Make sure to head over, check it out, and place whoever you think is going to win the Stanley Cup. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for offer details. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5, yes, even without any customizations, and our bank account somehow always depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate, or dupe, is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. With my student loans catching up to me, I head to Raycon.com. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. You can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those more big name tech brands out there. Raycon knows in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. They have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years of product protection insurance for just a few bucks. They offer free domestic shipping and a flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. My three favorite components of the Raycon earbud: the earbud's tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. When I'm in the gym and my partner won't shut up, I just pop those bad boys into noise isolation and go to work. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/THPN. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Chase, any sports bets currently logged on the old draft book?
Not at the moment. So, something will end up coming today. I didn't bet on this first game just because, like, I thought about hammering New Jersey, but I don't know. They just didn't look very good. Can they keep that magic going? I don't know. But something will be coming up here in the next few. I don't know. I tried looking for the bet on the Kentucky Derby yesterday because I kind of forgot I was yesterday. So I was like, ooh, let's see if I can do this really quickly, like 10, 15 minutes before the race. I didn't see it on DraftKings. I didn't see it on other sports books. I tried looking up, and apparently I had to sign up through like some like specific like app, and I was like, I'm not doing all that. I'm not ditching my support for my boys at DraftKings. So we're just gonna not bet on this one.
Absolutely. I gotta say, I think the next thing I will be betting on is my teams in fantasy football when it comes around, because as you know, the old sports book hasn't treated me too well as of recent, and I'd have to dump a couple more dollars in there if I want to continue betting. So I think right now we're at a decent spot where I can take a little break. Once I win all of our fantasy leagues, then dump a little bit of that in the sports book.
Sure. Yeah, you're definitely going to win all of our leagues. Yeah, that's absolutely going to happen.
You know.
Yep.
I've been absolutely pumped because able to go out there, go get Josh Allen and George Kittle in a tight end premium league. Really going to open my window a little bit sooner here. And I'm still trying to make a couple moves. I reached out to Buckholz about a couple of players, reached out to some other guys as well. And right now it's a little bit silent on the forefront. I put a message in the Sleeper app there and said, hey, if anyone wants any picks, I'm down to negotiate. And if nothing comes, then that's fine. I'm totally cool taking picks. Right now, still a little confused on who to take at the 12. I'm kind of between three guys. And luckily, it doesn't seem like our draft's going to be any time soon. So I'll be able to kind of just keep an eye on these guys while going through camp.
Yeah, it sucks that it's so far away because I've already begun some of my rookie drafts. I got another one beginning tonight. So I definitely want these things rolling as quick as possible, but you definitely got some time to think about it, which is good for you. I know, cause I know you've got those questions, comments, concerns, you know, but we'll see. I'm sure you'll end up making at least one trade out of one of those spots. Like you'll get to a point where it's like, I don't know. And you'll trade something away. Even if it's only one pick, I assume one's coming.
Yeah. I've been trying and, it's not for a lack of effort. I'm not getting, well, I'm getting a little bit from Buckholz, but he says he doesn't want to completely tear down his roster the very first year, which I'm like, all right, fair enough. I'd have to offer more, which I'm not sure I'm ready to quite yet. And then other people just not getting counters. So I don't know if they don't want picks, they're not interested in negotiating for those specific players or what it is, but that's fine too.
Yeah, you never know. Some of these guys, they're a little weird in our league.
All right, back to hockey. Let's talk about the Rangers as they and George Gallant, they part ways. It says it's mutual, but it kind of feels like the Rangers weren't very happy with their playoff performance.
Yeah, and I can understand because they went out and they added, you know, grabbed a guy like Patrick Kane. They were expecting to go on a run, but they fall short to New Jersey in kind of a choking type of fashion. So I can get the anger, frustration on their end and kind of mutually parting ways. I'd assume Gallant gets another job somewhere. These coaches kind of keep rolling through all the time. And he is a very good coach. I think he's someone that's going to have or has had success and can eventually get himself over that hump with whoever it might be. So I imagine he's going to get another job somewhat soon. And I'm interested to see who they end up hiring.
I can't remember. Was Gallant the former Vegas coach?
Yeah.
That you were interested in possibly going to Detroit?
Right. Yes, I was. Okay. Vegas coach, Florida coach, you know, the one that was like, yeah, I'm going to the airport in a cab when I got fired.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Of course. All right, let's talk about some award finalists. We've got the Norris and the Jack Adams to talk about.
Yeah, so the three finalists that we have for the Norris, we have Adam Fox, Cale Makar, and then, of course, Erik Karlsson, who I think he's kind of the lock to win at this point. He had a hell of a run this season. I mean, he kind of dominated from the beginning, slowed down a little bit, but still, like he was just so good, man. It's a shame that, you know, he didn't you know, get because at some point it looked like, oh, maybe this guy's gonna lead the league in scoring because he's just dominating. Obviously, that wasn't gonna happen from the back end. McDavid went on quite a run, so he was nowhere near him. But it would have been cool to see him, you know, maybe get even the 30 goal range for defenseman, but still breaking 100 points is absolutely huge. So 25 goals, 76 points, or 76 says 101 points on the year. Just crazy numbers. It's a shame that he was just stuck on San Jose, though. But I can't imagine anybody else winning it.
Yeah, I agree. Erik Karlsson, fantastic. These other two guys played extremely well also. And I think that when we talked about the awards heading into the postseason, those were the three names that we mentioned. And again, we said Carlson likely the winner. So it feels like we're kind of just spot on. I'm not sure if whoever was putting together the finalists, if they've been listening to the Bolts broadcast or what. But right now, I feel like we're 6-for-6 on award finalists.
I think we are. Yeah, that sounds about right. But, I mean, they're definitely listening to us. Like, everyone listens to us. You know, we're the bee's knees.
Of course. And the Jack Adams, who are we seeing there?
So, there's an obvious winner here. So, they have to name three people. So you know, Dave Hextall and Lindy Ruff were, of course, the two other ones that were named because they had great seasons, kind of good come-around years with San Jose and New Jersey. But Jim Montgomery is going to get every single vote for first place. 65 wins for the Boston Bruins carried them to that impressive regular season. And postseason, it does not matter when it comes to the Jack Adams Award. So even though his team fell a little short in postseason, they dominated the regular season. So that's his award. He's won it. Move on.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think that we are now 7-for-9 on finalists because we didn't mention anyone outside of Montgomery because of how runaway this award really was.
Well, it didn't even matter. It really didn't. If I had to pick someone, yeah, I would have had Lindy Ruff in this, and I wouldn't know who I went for third. So I guess Hextall makes sense. But like it was so obvious, just Jim Montgomery. What was even the point?
Yeah, when you're breaking records, how do you not go with Jim Montgomery?
Exactly.
All right, finally, we've got the draft lottery tomorrow. One of the most exciting 30-minute shows. It really is reality TV. And I can't wait to watch it. And then, of course, that will kick off all of the draft coverage that we start to see. So very excited for that. What are we looking at?
Yeah, so we'll end up seeing what happens. I really don't know what to expect here because sometimes it feels like the league kind of rigs these types of things because – you know, I understand to an extent you want to keep markets alive. Kind of like – look at, you know, Pittsburgh, for example, back when they got Sidney Crosby. They were a team that just filed for bankruptcy. They were struggling, but Mary Lemieux gets on board as an owner after that bankruptcy. They luckily get, you know, Sidney Crosby in a complete lucky lottery that happened after the lockout, just kind of based on nothing because there were no standings. So those types of things, they seem to happen. So it'll be interesting to see if they maybe kind of force up a team like, I don't know, Columbus, who, you know, someone that – it's a team that's been struggling for a while. Maybe they could use a star like that. But right now, what we're kind of looking at here is the number one team in terms of percentile. Sorry, I don't know what the hell's going on with my phone here. The Anaheim Ducks, though, they finished last place in the league. 18.5% getting that first overall pick. Columbus Blue Jackets sit at 13.5%. Chicago, 11.5%. San Jose, 9.5%. Montreal, 8.5%. So on. All the way down to the lowest odds, Calgary, only have a 0.5% chance of winning the lottery. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the right to choose Connor Bedard. It'll be cool having, getting to start seeing him in wherever he goes, whichever, you know, team wins this. You'll see all sorts of kind of jersey swaps online. So say if, you know, Seattle wins it, which they're not going to, obviously, but this is the first one that came to my brain because I saw an edit of him like a year ago in it. You'd see him swapped into that jersey. And those are always cool to see. So just keep your eye out. You know, I'm going to make my prediction here, and I'm going to say that the San Jose Sharks win it.
Yeah, and my guess is that they're probably going to have Connor Bedard on the show as well, at least TSN's show.
Yeah.
And they'll talk to him, ask him about the prospects of potentially going to blank and what he thinks about that. And, of course, he'll give the smart yet cliche answer of, oh, that'd be great, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I pulled up Tankathon because I wanted to do a live lottery sim here on the show. You said San Jose. I'm going to go with whatever Tankathon tells me. Here we go. One sim. Oh, boy. Okay. First overall pick goes to the Anaheim Ducks. Second overall pick goes to the Washington Capitals.
Oh, don't let them get a free Adam Fantilli like that. No.
And then we go Columbus, Chicago, San Jose, Montreal, Arizona, and so on as the draft order does. I'm going to do it. Never mind. The first one was better. Give me the first one.
Hey, did you get Philly for the second one?
I did. The third one has Detroit one and Philly second.
See, that'd be a fun one right there because Detroit Connor kind of Bedard will go in and rejuvenate Original Six franchise. And then number two, Adam Fantilli goes into what's kind of a perfect fit for him in terms of his style, his build, and what Philly wants. So, like, those are two that that would make sense in terms of the players and kind of their identities, what they need. So, if that happens, definitely won't mind.
You know, I kind of like the idea of seeing one of the lottery winners coming from one of the, like, bottom five or six teams, moving up 10 spots, but not necessarily enough to jump up to get your Mishkov, your Fantilli, your Bedard. I'd be interested in seeing something like that. And then, who knows, maybe the other one either moves to second, first, whatever it might be. But nonetheless, the draft lottery, one of my favorite television 30-minute dramas that is on TV every year.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome.
All right, let's finish it off with hockey name of the day. We've got Toby Sangvonkse.
Can you say that one more time, what you said?
Toby Sangvonkse. There you go.
You're struggling. You keep saying everything each time, but you're kind of close in your best one. So Toby, of course, then it's Sangvonkse.
Sangvonkse.
It's okay. kind of like the X is a K. So Toby Sangvonkse. He is a 26-year-old defenseman. He is a Canadian or American. Excuse me. I don't know why the hell's a Canadian. It's staring right at the flag, but played the last couple of years at Gustavo's held office college. It's in NCAA Division III school. He recently signed in the SPHL, played 13 games, had one assist. So if you don't know the SPHL, it's a minor pro league here in the United States. It began as a Southern Professional Leagues, but you know, more and more there's teams that are kind of more than just the South. But a solid league. Someone that we'll see if he continues playing pro. Maybe he'll continue playing in that level. Maybe he'll go overseas. I don't know. We'll see. But not anybody that's going to pop up on any international level, unless maybe goes to plays in a smaller country and plays for their international team, but not really a name that you're going to be seeing in hockey anytime soon, really.
Well, regardless, shout out to old Toby here on Hockey Name of the Day. That's going to do it for the episode. I want to thank you so much for coming out and giving it a listen. Chase, if you would, hit us with an outro.
As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast. It's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. It's at HockeyPodNet. While you're at it, go follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. Make sure to go to thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. You can find all the pods in the network right there. Boom, click the logo. That's an easy peasy lemon squeezy. Whatever you're doing, rate us 5 stars. Send us your questions, comments, concerns. That'd be great. Do not forget to support our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.